The first Garda at the scene where schoolteacher Aisling Murphy's body was discovered has said he and his colleagues attempted CPR on her body for 10 to 15 minutes, but there were no signs of life. Garda Tom Dunn was giving evidence at the trial of 33-year-old Joseph Pushka, who denies murdering Ms. Murphy on the banks of the Grand Canal in Tullamore on the afternoon of January 12th, 2022. Let's talk to our legal affairs correspondent, Orla O'Donnell, who was in court. The court heard today, Orla, from the first Gardaí at the scene.
That's right. Garda Tom Dunn said he was on duty at Tullamore Garda station on that afternoon when he received a call from a man who sounded very distressed. And he said the man wasn't making a whole pile of sense and just kept saying there's a body in the ditch. And he mentioned locations, Digby Bridge and Boland's Lock. The Garda said the man didn't sound like he knew what had happened, but the panicked tone let him know that something serious had happened. So he got his colleague, Garda Shane Hunter, and they drove to the scene. Now, when they arrived, the location was pointed out to them and Garda Dunn said he could see straight away that there was a body in the ditch. He described the body as being around 5 to 6 feet from the path and around the same distance down. And we've heard from many witnesses how overgrown, how many brambles and briars there were in this ditch. And he described what the body of the woman was wearing: a navy jacket, navy leggings, blue runners, and there was a pink woolly hat close by. Now, Garda Dunn described putting on his gloves, going down into the ditch, unzipping the woman's jacket and doing chest compressions. And he and Garda Hunter, he said, alternated doing this for around 10 minutes or more. He described the woman's hair being matted, covered in blood and caught in the briars around her. When the paramedics arrived, he said they lifted her body out of the ditch and continued working on her. They used a defibrillator, but they stopped after some time, he said, when there were no signs of life. Now, at this stage, he said he could see around 4 or 5 puncture wounds under her neck, although he said there was a lot of blood, it was hard to see. Garda Hunter said he could see around 10 lacerations. Garda Dunn also said the woman had a phone in her jacket pocket as well as the keys to a Seat car, and he told the court that he could see a necklace around her neck which had the word Aisling on it.
Well, the court also heard today from another witness, Emma Doyle, whose parents live close to the canal.
Yes, she first of all told the court that she went for a walk at around 3 p.m. on that afternoon and she'd seen a man on a bicycle. She described how she saw a woman walking and then a man on a bicycle very close to the woman. And at first she thought they were together, but the cyclist then passed the woman. And she noticed the bike, she said, because it had neon green markings on the front. She described the cyclist as having a tight crew cut, dark hair, dark stubble, sallow skin, and what she described as striking and unusual eyes. And she said she didn't think he was Irish. They passed each other and said hello, and she kept walking. Now then, a short time later, she was back in her parents' house and she heard voices outside, and two women were outside. These are two women who gave evidence yesterday, Aoife Maran and Jenna Stack, who had come upon the incident at the banks of the Grand Canal. And they, she said, appeared shocked and upset about something, and they told her that a girl had been attacked down the canal. And she told the court that Aoife asked Jenna how she had managed to see what she saw, and Jenna replied she saw the bicycle and she saw the legs kicking up and down. And Jenna said that she had shouted at this man to stop what he was doing, that she would call the guards, and that he had turned round to her and told her to F off. We're expecting to hear more evidence from Gardaí, local Gardaí, later on this afternoon.
Orla O'Donnell of the Central Criminal Court, thanks for that. After the break, we'll be talking to the Ombudsman for Children.